This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Come in.
Sheikh, what do we do about these haters?
Five powerful tips on how to deal with haters, negative people, and crabs. Haters, negative individuals, and crabs, they're all like human black holes which suddenly come out of nowhere and just suck the life out of you. You try to stay positive and remain strong, but their negativity ends up just completely draining you. You feel exhausted and you may also start to feel depressed as well. But encountering such individuals is inevitable in life. So here are the five tips to help you deal with such people. Tip number one, choose your battles wisely. Our Maker clearly states in the Noble Quran, Surah Furqan, ayah number 63. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk upon the earth with ease. And when the ignorant address them, that is harshly, they respond with greetings of peace. So do not engage every single time someone provokes you or irritates you. Not only will you be seen as a person looking to argue, you will also be welcoming their toxic feelings into your own life. Rather than argue, ignore all negative comments, control your emotions, and prevent the situation from escalating. Walk away from unnecessary conflict and leave them with greetings of peace. You will be respected for taking the high road. Tip number two. Do not overanalyze the situation by taking them seriously. Negative people can sometimes behave irrationally. You will waste valuable time and energy if you try to make sense of their actions. Do whatever you can to prevent yourself from becoming emotionally invested in their petty problems and issues. Because half of the time, all they do is brew thunderstorms in tiny teacups. Tip number three. Set limits and boundaries. Do not ever feel pressured to sit and listen to a negative person. Their negative energy will seep into your own life and affect your attitude. Set limits and boundaries and put some distance between yourself and this individual. If you must be around a negative person, try to keep your interactions short and curt. At the end of the day, you cannot control their negative behavior, yes, but you can control whether or not you engage. Tip number four, avoid whiners. People who complain about everything will never ever enhance your life. They do not offer solutions. The only thing that they do is point out problems. They will knock out your ideas and suck you into their emotional pity parties. If someone displays the classical symptoms of a complainer, stop socializing with them unnecessarily. Only deal with him or her if you absolutely must. Tip number five, which is the final tip, build a shield of positivity. Your happiness and well-being are too important and too valuable to let anyone's negative opinions or rude comments bring you down or affect how you look at yourself. Do not lose sleep over the crabs. Let me explain. Crabs in a bucket can easily escape from the bucket one at a time, but instead of doing that, they pull each other down whenever one rises to the top, thus ensuring their collective demise. Remain positive and begin to limit your time with the negative individuals in your life. Hopefully, your aura of positivity will either transform them to become better individuals, or it may become so repugnant to them that they will gradually fall away naturally. Either way, it's a win-win situation for you. This is Muiz Bukhari, signing off. Until my next video, inshallah. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.